Hi, how are we getting on?
Good. How have you been
Good.
keeping since we last spoke?
Good, I think. We're back on the field, so that's all I suppose we wanted just to get back playing while we love playing, and that's where we are now, and delighted to be back.
Yeah, everyone seems to have gotten used to training and life in COVID by now. Surely that's the case with Cork.
I suppose. Since we came back, it's just been like it was before, just with the masks and a few precautions with it. But other than that, the training and set up for match days is all the same. So it's good to have that routine back.
Speaking about the training, do you think that COVID has maybe taught you somewhat about how much you've trained over the years, and is it necessary for all the training sessions?
Yeah, it would make you wonder. We had a 3 week. Build up to the first league game this year, and I think when the first couple of games maybe were rusty hurling wise, like I think every team is probably near to their peak as we speak. So it didn't take too long to get fellas up and running. So you'd wonder what's the point in training for 6 or 7 months before a championship game every other year, and maybe it might just open people's eyes to that, and maybe. Leave it as live,
Enjoy Christmas.
enjoy Christmas Day at least. Yeah,
And do you think that it's something you might talk about for next year, or has anyone even spoken about it in the camp?
nah, there's no one speaking about that. And when the time comes as well, like when if the phone rings to go back, everyone will go back because they love playing, they love training, they love meeting up with the lads. So that's no one will ever question. Training that way because it's so enjoyable as well, like it's part of what we do, like so.
Yeah, the last time we spoke, you said you felt fitter than ever. And is that still the case now after a few games?
I suppose look, it's we kept I suppose a general level of fitness during lockdown, which helped. Like I think if we came back cold, it would have been a bit of an eye opener. But every fella, with the 5K runs and all that kind of stuff. Kept fit enough, and even though, I think a lot of fellas are moving well. I think everybody there's no one really complaining about being out of shape or anything like that. So,
Good. How looking back now, how did you find the league campaign for Cork?
yeah, I suppose look, there was parts of it that were positive, or obviously others that weren't so positive. With 8 minutes to go the other day against Galway, we had topped the league in our side of the group, and by the end of the game, we were fifth. Which just tells you how competitive hurling is at the moment. I think overall, we learned a couple of lessons from the league, but I think as a whole, I thought it was very positive. I thought we'd done a lot of good things. We played well for long stretches, and I suppose it's just look coming into the championship is just put it all together and try and keep it going for 70 minutes. Yeah.
Another positive that I suppose I'd like to point out to you is the high rotation of subs, that you had a total of 34 used throughout the league campaign, which is massive. I mean, I've never seen Cork use as many subs and throw as many players as they can on the field in league campaign before.
Yeah, I didn't know that number until only yesterday, but I suppose that's a very positive sign from our panel alone. To know that there's 34 fellas in training impressed the selectors enough to get a run out. So that's only positive for the panel. And if they can trust 34 fellas or even more, that there's a few fellas injured and all that. If they can trust all those fellas to go up the game for Cork, it's we're in a good place.
How competitive is training at the moment?
I suppose everybody can see that even from outside. Like we've players all over the pitch like that. We'll get into most teams, and I suppose there's only 15 can play any day, and like 34, as you say, like is two teams over two teams. So I suppose having two for every position at least is good. We've you've six forwards or six backs, and we've at least 10 or 12 going for all those positions, and fellas that won't get in will obviously be very, very disappointed, like, because everybody seems to be going really well at the moment.
Yeah, it's also a young team. And I know there's still some experienced players left on the panel as well. But for the Limerick game, there was 13 out of the 15 that was under 23 years of age as well, Pat, which is crazy to hear. I think that's the youngest Cork team that they've ever put out.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But I think, like, judging by the young fellas that have come in, they've been really good. And, you know, even coming to training every night, like, all those fellas are one of the first fellas on the field, and that's good to see from everyone else as well, that, you know, young or old, these fellas are coming in, like, and they want to break into the team and make an impact. So it's good to see from everyone.
Yeah, we were speaking to Kieran Kingston on the show, I think it was last week before the Galway game, and I said to him that some of the players on the panel weren't even born when Cork last won a league.
Yeah, that's not a good thing though. I suppose, yeah, it's been forever since they won it in 98. But we've had a few chances in the last few years, and even this year, like, was a massive chance as well. Like, we just had held on last week. But look, with the year that's in it, you know, we wanted to get as much as we could out of the league and possibly try to win it if we could. But just to be where we are now, after having a positive few games in the league, I think we're happy now where we stand.
Another positive for you is the newfound love for the back of the net, which is amazing to see. As a Rebel, I'm delighted when I see it every weekend, even though I have to pretend I'm not.
Yeah, I suppose we've kind of got a name for getting a few goals, especially early in the league. I suppose in every game we did, but yeah, it's always a good thing. I'm not sure how it has come about or how we got the name for it, because a couple of years ago we were the opposite side. Like, people were saying, why weren't we getting goals? And now all of a sudden we're seen as one of the better teams at getting goals. So, yeah, I actually don't know where it's after coming from, but hopefully we can keep it going and keep creating those chances inside and take a few more of them, hopefully.
Yeah, and something else that we chatted to Kieran about, I think it was last Saturday night actually in the show, is that he doesn't really like the yellow slitter. He said he prefers the white one. And where do you lie in this?
Oh, yeah. The yellow one is not a great ball at all. I don't like it. That's where I stand on it, really.
Why?
It doesn't. First of all, they're not the same slitter. And second of all, they don't perform the same. The white one and the yellow one. Can't trust the yellow one, really. And the skin on the outside is a bit different as well. But I just don't know why they changed it anyway after over 100 years of a white ball. I just didn't see the problem with it. We seem to be getting on fine with it.
I'm What's sure the visibility like with the yellow?
As a player, it's harder to see the yellow one than the white, especially in these summer evenings, you know, with the sun kind of glaring across. It's harder to see the yellow one. So I know people say it's easier to see on telly, which I don't think it is either, because I watched the game last week and for most of the match, I was looking for the yellow slitter, to be honest. I couldn't see it that well.
Yeah, I'd be the same as you now, because sitting in the stand and watching the game, like trying to work at the match, I would struggle sometimes to spot where it is now as well. I do wear glasses, but that's just me. I was wondering how the players feel about it. But something else, I suppose, that's been in the talking point over the last few weeks is the amount of frees that teams are getting and how hurling has changed so much. And there's been a lot of negativity about it. But this week, I spoke to Joe Kenny of Galway, and he was like, he doesn't think there's any negativity in the game. It's great the way it is. What are you thinking about it?
Yeah, I'd be along the same lines. I think it's great the way it is. And I know there's a lot of people saying hurling's turning into a free-taking competition and crack like that. But we don't seem to be getting those frees that everyone seems to be talking about. So until we see them, I can't see anything else.
I'm laughing at you saying you don't seem to be seeing them.
We don't.
Right, okay, well, we move on. And you think the game and people should just enjoy the skills that are on show, you know, people are scoring crazy frees and crazy scores, you should just enjoy it.
Yeah, I definitely think that the game has just gone a lot faster, players are fitter, stronger and more skillful, so I think that's why there's chances being created. And yeah, that's where the scores are coming from, and you know, long may that last.
Yeah, okay, not a lot of time before the league finished and the championship, not much time to get ready, but are you enjoying the fact that it's kind of straight run through and you're not back to the clubs and messing and you're kind of in the mind frame of being with Cork?
Yeah, it's good. No jumping back and forward, which is good, and just straight in, not training for like weeks and weeks and weeks. Like, we just have a nice build up here now for the next 2 weeks, and enjoy the 2 weeks and hopefully perform in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, Limerick on the 3rd of July. I mean, it's going to be a cracking game. Do you think the defeat in the league will have an impact on you heading into that game, or do you want to, no, it's a new game, let's go?
Yeah, it is a new game. I think everyone realises that whatever happened in Limerick in the league game is far from what's going to end up happening on the day. I think both teams will be better. I think it'll come down to, it'll come down to a bounce of a ball or last puck of a ball or something like that. But we've been really competitive with Limerick the last few years, and I think this 2 weeks' time will be no different.
Yeah, no, and I suppose the return of fans to the stadium, and he's going to be used as a pilot event during COVID with a couple of thousand fans, it'll make such a difference.
I suppose, look, the fans make a massive difference, especially the Cork fans, just running out in front like of people and having that noise around the stadium, like, will make a massive difference to the players. I know that, because it gives you a kind of, it gives you that bit of, I'd say, nervousness, or, just keep you on your guard, or it'll get you going a small, but I know that much.
I mean, I'm not going to say you're pushing on, but you were 33 last month, wasn't it? 33?
You had to say it, didn't you?
What would be the hopes for you? I mean, like, we'd love to see you for another couple of years, and we hope that it is, but, it's getting closer to that stage that people will expect you to be leaving and stuff, and we don't want that to happen. But what would be the hopes for you this year?
Obviously, the goal at the end of every year is try winning All Ireland, and that's obviously a dream. But I keep saying that I enjoy hurling so much, and I just enjoy, hitting ball like that. I go training every night, and I enjoy it as much as I ever did. And as long as that is the way I see it, I'll keep playing. And winning the All Ireland is obviously a dream, as I say. But if you can't enjoy the journey along the way, it's not much good to you, So I just enjoy kind of every day I can play hurling and go down and toggle. That's basically the way I see it.
Good. And how will the family enjoy going back to the first game? Are they excited?
I don't, like, to be honest, yeah, I don't talk to any of them about it. I just send a message, tell what's
Here's
going on.
Here's your ticket. Show up if you want.
Yeah, that's me out then, yeah.
Well, Pat, it's lovely talking to you. Best of luck for the year ahead, all right? And I'm sure we'll be chatting to you at some stage throughout the matches, okay?
No bother, nice one.